Dhunapa, of course I have a good dose of all the hindrances, but I think restlessness is my middle name. Can you please give me some ideas for antidotes? So far, the best I have is to give myself a set time and not move one iota from sitting or standing. Another is to not fight it, but use it for imaginative contemplation, to put it to good use. Any other suggestions? Thank you so much for the Dhamma treasures of this week. Yeah, I think one is I mean, those are good in the sense of setting a determination, because what it does is also developing, I think the word barami is these wholesome character traits or wholesome qualities, like Ajahn Yaniko spoke in his talk this afternoon of Kanti Barami, so developing the barami of patience or steadfastness. And Adhidhana Barami is the barami. And barami is, as a word, its literal meaning is that which crosses over. So it's like these wholesome qualities that help to carry the mind over. In terms of its wholesome qualities. So that Adhidhana Barami is a resolution. Training oneself, and one of the things of cultivating resolution and Adhidhana is to make resolutions that you know you can keep, so that you get you build confidence in it, rather than all of a sudden get inspired or fed up with I'm tired of this restlessness. Okay, I'm not going to move for 6 hours, and it's just way beyond what you could possibly do. So then you quit somewhere in halfway, and then beat yourself up because you didn't do it. So that building up a confidence with just taking it in small chunks, and then you make those resolutions, and then you build skill and confidence, and be like, okay, I can stick with that. And then you also start seeing the benefit that comes from it. It feels really good when I stick with that, and then you gain the confidence. So that setting determinations, and also in terms of, especially in terms of meditation, that if one has a restless nature, learning how to channel it, so that imaginative contemplation is it's important to be able to apply that energy, because it's the thinking process is not necessarily a problem for practice. If we direct the thinking towards investigation or recollection of a Buddha Dhamma Sangha, recollection of particular teachings, recollection of themes of generosity or loving kindness, and it's the continuity of wholesome mental states that allows the mind to become settled and steady. It's not because you've decided to force your mind on a particular object that it's going to actually be peaceful. Because sometimes you can force the mind to stop thinking. It doesn't mean you're happy or even peaceful. It's just that you've managed to squelch the thinking mind for a bit. But usually it's just like a spring that's just waiting to explode out. So that learning how to channel that thinking and the mental energy into something that's really, say, uplifting and inspiring to the mind. Another aspect of application of, say, directing attention to the body, learning how to relax the body, learning how to calm the body. That's it, using the breath to calm the body, using the breath to calm the. Because sometimes that's like it's the body and mind are so interwoven if we pay attention to the to how to settle and soothe and relax the body, the mind will settle. There's a really common anti-anxiety drug that what's the most common one?
Valium.
Valium, yeah. Valium is a muscle relaxant. It's not. That's what its actual function. So, but it has a its other effect is that it settles.